You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
Oh, it goes good. I was hacking into the government mainframe earlier, but they let me out to do the quiz.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad they did. Very glad to have you here. And we are so glad to have Max from Eugene here. Max, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh,
a little sick, but...
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us and you're feeling well?
Oh, I like to go rock climbing. I like to ride my bike around and cook stuff,
good.
Look at plants.
Well, I hope you get back at it in no time, and I wish you luck on the KLCC Conundrum. Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play the quiz. So today we've got a quiz about occupational surnames. So that's people whose last names are occupations. Glenn Hay Falconer, who used to live here in Eugene, is the namesake of a hop that I used to use when I was brewing beer in Ohio, Falconer's Flight. Falconer, someone who falcons.
Yeah, that should occupy your mind, Max. Let's go.
Number one, a rock climber's destination north of Bend and Redmond, or an actor from I Am Legend?
Smith.
Oh, good.
Next, we've got a 90s sitcom character whose first name is a traditional surname given to people with the occupation of candlemaker.
Ooh. No. Is it Ross?
No.
Oh, Chandler.
There we go. We got there. Next, we've got the library on the UO campus was named after an alumnus and donor whose ancestors may have fought for feudal lords.
Oh, God.
Batman is the darkness.
Yeah.
I don't even have a guess.
Well, we're looking for
I don't know the name of that library.
Knight, yeah. The Knight Library.
Knight.
Yes.
Next, we've got a former transportation secretary and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a former presidential candidate, who has a last name that comes from a Maltese word for a chicken farmer.
Oh, is that Buttigieg?
It is. Well done.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
It's good Maltese knowledge.
Yeah,
well
not
done,
a lot
Max.
Of opportunities to bring up Malta in casual conversation. I'll take
it. Not
enough. Next, the subject of the 2021 film The Alpinist is a Canadian climber who passed away in Alaska in 2018, has a French surname that means secretary or scribe.
That's Leclerc.
Oh, sure is.
Leclerc.
Oh.
That's his name. Next, a botanist and agriculture scientist who advocated for non-cotton crops like peanuts to be planted in the South to counter soil depletion has a name that might either be from a Norman French cart maker or more literally a wood or stone sculptor.
Carver.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Washington Carver.
And,
excellent.
A Pacific Island country in free association with the U.S. was named after a British naval officer. His ancestors might have worked with horses, as his last name means mare servant.
Is that Marshall?
Marshall
yeah,
Islands.
Good.
Nice.
You're really plowing through these. That's doing great. Next, in Oregon City, known for, among other things, a contest where cows make sculptures out of salt licks, is an occupational surname for people who make pastries.
It's not Baker, is it?
It is Baker City.
Baker City, yes.
By the by, salt blocks licked by humans are not permitted in the competition.
Bummer.
So if
there goes that idea.
Yeah,
right.
There goes the weekend. The author of the Wizard of Oz stories has a last name related to arborists and orchard workers, as it means tree in German.
Oh, is it Baum or Baum?
Yeah,
very good. Well, Max, I would say you took that quiz to the max, and as our way of saying thanks for playing the KLCC Conundrum with us, we'd like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
That sounds great.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks for playing, Max.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.